Remove spells. Have you come to the conclusion that curses or spells may have been cast upon you and turned to a person who presented himself as an expert in remove spells? The frustration can be great when it becomes clear that your money was invested in a person was of no use. There are many reasons why the removal process may fail, and choosing the right person is critical. It is quite complex to remove spells and requires a thorough knowledge of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the codes of the Book of Zohar. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you on a journey that involves close and discreet escort and high commitment until the removal of the spell is completed in full. To remove spells, the right person is key. There are many professionals who offer to remove spells. It is very possible that if you approached, for example, a coffee reader, she claimed that a spell was cast on you and therefore your future and present are blocked. After paying considerable sums, no decent result was received. There are several reasons for this. Divination is a dubious activity that has no basis in Jewish mysticism. If she indeed possesses the power to predict fortunes, she could know what the stock prices will be tomorrow, and she certainly had no need for your money. B. A coffee reader does not have the knowledge required to remove spells. She is not proficient in Kabbalah or the Aramaic language and has no knowledge of the hidden codes of Kabbalah and the Zohar. C. From the moment we turn to someone who prophesies false prophecies, we have actually chosen someone who lacks integrity and credibility. Therefore, it is advisable and worthwhile to contact to remove spells only a person who is an expert in the field to avoid frustration. Samuel Zohar Yanai is strongly opposed to fortune-telling and the false representations that this practice entails, certainly when it comes to reducing false hopes in a person in need. Samuel provides counseling designed to mend the present and future of those who turn to him and to remove spells only in accordance with the principles of spiritual ethics that obligate a person in the field. It should be clarified that Samuel opposes any use of his knowledge in order to harm another person. Casting a spell on the spirit of a person, which is part of the soul of the Creator, is a magical action against the deity. Remove spells. What is the process and what is available to you through me that is not available elsewhere? To remove spells, one requires expertise in a variety of fields and, above all, a long-term commitment. Each person is unique. Therefore, their needs also vary. This is why I adhere to a personalized and discreet process and provide unique tools that will provide an accurate response to your circumstances. The remove spells process is suitable for all people regardless of race or gender and for people of all religions and beliefs. The process is carried out in seclusion and communion with the spiritual world and requires a lot of concentration. Therefore, it is performed during the night without the presence of the patient and does not require any physical arrival to the place. A long-term answer: it is almost impossible to undo a spell in a single act. Every 30 days, I repeatedly remove spells and energetic blockages and examine the effects until they are completely eliminated. An answer to all mystical blockages and vulnerabilities. I remove evil eye, curses and leshan hara, and after completing all remove spells processes, I perform energetic defenses designed to ensure that the attacking party cannot exert any further negative influence. Mending all areas of life, the spell spreads into all aspects of your existence. It may harm your health, your mental stability, your family, and even your business and livelihood. To give you a complete answer, I provide nutritional advice and herbal balm and business consulting and coaching processes that will allow you to get stronger in all aspects while we work to remove spells. Reopening the energy channels after all the blockages have been removed and the energetic flow will return to its normal state, I will open the energetic channels in order to return the situation to normal. What benefit can be derived from the act of remove spells? The benefit depends on the commitment to the process and the speed with which the appropriate person is approached. The more precisely we act according to the required process and as soon as possible, the more likely we are to achieve proper results. Every day that the spell is not treated, like any other negative condition that is not treated, it also continues to increase. To remove spells, I invite you to contact me now. For more information, an answer to any question, and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. What is the luck and wealth locking spell? The luck and wealth locking spell is a magical action in which a sorcerer or another person locks another person's luck. Usually, the sorcerer uses a physical lock and ciphers and codes from the witchcraft world to cast the spell. Sometimes, the sorcerer performs a series of additional rituals to lock away the victim's luck, business, family, and any other source of good and abundance. Witchcraft traditions around the world. Traditions of using witchcraft are divided, among other things, according to the characteristics of different geographical areas. African witchcraft is nothing like European witchcraft, and Asian witchcraft is not at all close to Native American witchcraft traditions. Therefore, the geographical areas of life in all their forms and characteristics constituted an important element in the developments of various witchcraft traditions. Scandinavian witchcraft. Scandinavian witchcraft, also known as Nordic or Old Norman witchcraft, developed among tribes that lived in Alaska, Inuit, ancestors of the Eskimos, as well as Sami tribes that arrived in Finland and Norway, estimated to be about 3,000 years ago. Northern witchcraft was influenced by two main sources, first from shamanism and then from principles from Norse mythology. The northern sorcerer who developed as a result of these two traditions used several elements, shape-shifting and consciousness-altering. Via trance, the sorcerer often changed consciousness to that of a bear, wolf, or crow. The mind magic through these animals was usually used for war purposes, or tribal dangers, and less for personal purposes. Using letters for witchcraft, at a later stage, the use of letters symbolizing the names of the various Norse gods, Thor, Loki, Odin, entered in order to help for personal and therapeutic purposes. Later, the use of a large wooden hammer began, which was named after the god Thor, Hammer of Thor. It also symbolized the transfer of physical power and personal empowerment to the patient or tribe. Huna witchcraft, Hawaiian witchcraft tradition. According to archaeological and historical estimates, the witchcraft of fortune began in prehistoric times and was considered by many researchers as the oldest witchcraft tradition in the world. That is, about 10,000 years ago. Since Hawaii is an isolated island, but with a tropical climate, forests, volcanoes, and dangerous animals, the tradition of witchcraft and the phenomenon of witches was very widespread there and is active to this day. The Huna spell is taught from teacher to student and includes journeys and wanderings in the natural spaces of Hawaii. In this witchcraft tradition, high physical abilities were required from the sorcerer, which are not necessary in other witchcraft traditions. Among other things, mental balance, and high self-discipline. In fact, the fortune teller must be a completely healthy person physically and mentally. Fortune telling is carried out in several main ways. A. Contact with spirits, not demons, to solve problems, appease spirits from harming humans, and ward off evil spirits. The contact does not necessarily include the common use of amulets or rituals that make use of objects or animals, but rather dialogues with the spirits and the sorcerer's oath to the spirits not to harm them. B. Ecstatic singing and dancing. C. Using fire, bonfires at low or medium height. D. Using water, swimming, sailing, immersion. Aboriginal witchcraft. The Aborigines of Australia are considered to be one of the most ancient peoples on Earth, and it is estimated that they have existed continuously for over 50,000 years. A unique feature of Aboriginal witchcraft that does not exist in other types of witchcraft is the fact that this culture does not have a script, and therefore their spiritual history is recorded through paintings. The Aboriginal sorcerer also acquires his skill from a sorcerer teacher who preceded him. He mainly uses messages from dreams and beliefs and combines trance with animal bones, various objects, paintings, and conversations. In Aboriginal witchcraft, the sorcerer is actually performing as a psychologist, using the patient's dreams to provide assistance. The ultimate goal in Aboriginal witchcraft is to promote physical and mental stability in the patient. Remove spells with close assistance until the process is completed. Now, you have the opportunity to remove any negative influence from your life with the help of a Kabbalah expert who has spent years studying the ancient wisdom. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to remove spells and any obstacles in your journey to the good you desire. On the site you will find many more fascinating contents about the world of mysticism and witchcraft that will allow you to get to know the field in depth. For more information and to schedule a consultation, you can leave details on the website or contact us now on WhatsApp or by phone.